Mikey Blyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Knows how to get me in a good mood over there. Little Travin Wilbury's first class halt. Oh, I hate it when he does it. First class halt. That's Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. In Greenville, 297-1212. In Anderson, 260-9600. The friends at First Class Halt want to service your Honda, your Acura, your Lexus, or your Toyota. They do it with really an amazing group of men and women over there. Met Greg, met Mark, met the whole team, and these guys are awesome. They are different in that the parts they use, the machinery that they use, their experience they use. No one's going to work on your car that hadn't worked on your brand for at least 20 years. Really amazing. They have specials going on. Every single month, there's a different special. How about loyalty special? Buy three oil changes and get a fourth free. How about 10% off labor for any previously recommended work over the past 12 months? Here's a good example of it. Someone, they were telling me a story the other day. Someone came in and said another shop said they needed about $5,500 worth of work. And a guy came in and said, you know what, for the most part, this is right. It's really about, you'll need about $4,500 worth of stuff. But if you can't do all that, let's prioritize this for you. So over the next year, you probably need to get this stuff done. But right now, the most important thing is these, I don't know, so let's say brakes, whatever. So 4, 5, 6, I don't know what it was, but let's do your brakes now. And then later on, you know, you settle down and get some things going on. We probably need to look at your timing, but whatever. I'm just making all that up. But the point is that they prioritize that for you. These are good men, good women. First Class is a great way to describe them. Check out their specials online, firstclasshalt.com. If you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, stop by the Greenville, their Anderson location. Stop by their website, firstclasshalt.com. I hate the Traveling Wilburys. I hate that song.
I won't play it again. I'll delete it right now.
I hate everything about it.
I'll delete it right now if that's what you feel.
Boy, you're stirring the pot this morning, aren't you?
I'll just delete it right now.
Phone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I want to talk some Clemson football recruiting in this hour.
Football.
Goodness gracious, man. Talk about on fire right now.
You going to watch the ranking show tonight?
Yeah, I will.
You will?
Yeah, I will. I'll watch it tonight.
I haven't watched it in week one.
Really?
It's been the same.
Yeah. But I'll probably watch it. I can't say I will for sure. I'll probably watch it. Clemson's going to be number two. And it doesn't matter anything else out there because Georgia's going to be four, but they got to beat Alabama.
So we're going to Miami.
Not necessarily. If Oklahoma, maybe Oklahoma, and they make Alabama, Oklahoma go. Who knows? We'll see.
Going to Miami.
Let's get to Joe in our nation's capital. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for calling and hanging on, man. How you doing?
What's going on, Mick? How you and Zach Orr doing, man?
We are blessed beyond belief.
I got one question for you, man. I'm going to take it off the air.
All right.
If for some reason Clemson lose to Pittsburgh in a tight game Saturday, do they still get in the playoffs?
It's a good question, Joe, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Hope you stay warm up there in the Northeast. Is Washington, are they getting battered by a blizzard as well?
I don't know where you're getting this blizzard information from.
Well, I turned on NBC News last night, and the very first story is, in the Northeast, a winter storm is coming all throughout the Midwest and going to hit the Northeast. And my buddy in New York sends me a thing saying they're getting 14, 18 inches of snow.
You said your buddy's outside of Buffalo, though, so he's probably getting a little bit of that lake effect stuff, isn't he?
I don't know. I know there's a blizzard in the Midwest that's heading east.
I'll check the weather, Mickey. I'll check it. If that's what you want. Here I am. I got the weather app. It's pulling up.
Okay. I don't know, Joe. Got it.
Pulling up hometown.
Oh,
wow. No snow. Imagine that.
Boy, you're salty this morning.
Imagine that.
He asked a very good question. I'm going to get back to him. He deserves my attention, not you.
41 degrees today, 40 the next 2 days.
Is it not going to snow any this week at all?
The next time they're calling for snow in my corner of the Northeast is Saturday, December the 8th.
Okay. So the answer is no. Thank you. Clemson, could they lose?
Big blizzard coming.
If Georgia loses, then you get a one loss. Depends, man. Depends. If Oklahoma and Ohio State win, and Clemson loses, Clemson's out.
If Oklahoma, Ohio State win, Clemson loses, Clemson's out. Yes.
If Northwestern beats Ohio State and Texas beats Oklahoma,
they might have a chance.
I agree. Totally agree. My friend Fred Cunningham said three words must be banned from college football. The eye test. Yeah, we love all that, don't we? The eye test.
Is Fred the weather guy?
No, Fred's a news guy.
Fred doesn't do weather.
Don't insult him. No.
Fred, don't insult him.
Don't insult Fred. He's not the pretty guy that scares the green screen.
He sits there and listens to the weather guys.
No, he doesn't. In his ear, he's talking to somebody else, and he's actually daydreaming at that point in time.
He's checked out mentally completely.
Right.
During those segments.
You got to take a break, man. You got to take a break. Now, he don't pay attention to that. Your buddy William's in here. Hey, William, I want to remind you of something. Mr. Orr 24 ranked Oklahoma ahead of Georgia again.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I ain't stirring the pot no more than you two already have. Y'all bickering like y'all married this morning.
I hope not. I guess not. I don't want to be married to that guy.
I'm just kidding, brother. Just kidding.
All right.
Okay, I got a couple of topics I want to talk about, if you don't mind.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out this Notre Dame thing. No disrespect to Notre Dame or no disrespect to the fans, no disrespect to the team. They're 12-0. But they don't have a playoff game to play like we do. Why is that? I mean, they claim independent through the year, and then when they want ACC money, they claim ACC. What's up with that, brother? Can you explain that to me?
The ACC has bent over backwards to try to make sure that if Notre Dame ever does come to a football conference, it would be in the ACC. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. 15 teams don't work. It's an odd number. Doesn't work at all. You're right. If you can't be in a conference for every other sport other than football, you're not in it. So I'm with you 110%.
If you go 12-0, you automatically get in the playoffs. That's crazy. Everybody else has got to play a conference game. But anyway, ain't no sense in crying over spilt milk or whatever. My other topic is, if you had a game plan and you were the coach of Georgia, what would you do to even compete with Alabama? And I just want to see it. I'm going to take it off the air and see if me and you are on the same page. And I'll call you tomorrow and let you know if we're on the same page.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
Right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Sure.
Bye.
I would get nickel and dime defense ready. I'd play a ton of defensive backs. I would force Alabama to try to run the football. Normally, I'd take the run away first. 99 times out of 100, I'm saying we're going to stop the run. And Alabama really doesn't even try to run the ball. They don't even think about trying to run the ball. Let me give you that stat coming in. Just to make sure I'm right by that. Through 12 games this year, Alabama has 2,471 yards rushing. I imagine that's the lowest. Let me see what they had last year. Now, this is through more games last year. 3,500 last year. They had 3,600 a year before. So you can see they go from 3,600 down to 2,400. It's about a 50% decrease in the running game. I'd make Damian Harris and Najee Harris and Josh Jacobs beat me. I would drop. I try to confuse Tua as much as you can. I'd give up the chippy stuff underneath. I'd make him just try to matriculate it down the field with the underneath stuff. We're playing a really, really high two safety look back there. We're not getting up any of the deep balls. We're going to play nickel and dime because I'm not going to let Irv Smith be matched up on a linebacker very often. Offensively, I try to take the air out of it. We're going to try to run the football, slow the game down. Georgia doesn't go no huddle. Georgia doesn't go. They do, but they don't go all the time. And Georgia huddles. I mean, Georgia has a running game. If I'm Georgia, I'm going to make sure Alabama, let's see if I'm right by saying this. So far on this season, tell me plays Alabama has run. 40+. Alabama averages 67 plays a game. Like to see Alabama run about 58 on Saturday if I'm Georgia. 55, something like that. Really, really, really try to take the air out of the ball. And hit it. You know what? I think Alabama special teams are weak right now. Hit a big play in the return game. I think that if Mecole Hardman can have a return for a touchdown – and Baker can have some sort of pick six or, whatever. Alabama kills you in non-offensive touchdowns through the years. Georgia needs a non-offensive touchdown on Saturday. Agree or disagree, Mr. Orr 24?
I agree with that. Okay. Where are they going to find it most realistically?
Hardman. Mecole Hardman is a... One of the best returning guys in the country.
Hey, all right. Okay. I need to holler about it.
I said Hardman. Hardman. That'd be the game plan coming in. Got something for you over here.
What's that?
New coaches, records. Ready?
New coaches, records?
Yep.
As in the guys that are being hired right now?
No, as the guys that were hired this time last year, the first-year coaches.
Okay, what do you got?
Josh Heupel from Central Florida.
Oh.
12-0.
Good for him.
First-time head coach, 12-0. Never lost a football game.
Wow, good job.
Willie Taggart, Florida State, 5-7.
Wow, so impressive.
Scott Frost, Nebraska, 4-8.
Things getting a little ugly down there in Tallahassee right now, Willie Taggart, aren't they?
You can't have lynching emails or lynching stuff on social media sites.
Goodness.
They need to find that guy. That guy needs to do some serious time or something, man. You can't put that kind of stuff up. Scott Frost, Nebraska, 4-8. Mario Cristobal at Oregon, 8-4. Pretty good year for Mario Cristobal. Pretty good. Hey, man, you got to give Herm the Worm, you got to give him a little credit. 7-5 at Arizona State. Kevin Sumlin, Arizona, 5-7. Came a field goal away from being 6-6. You know the biggest disappointment in all of the new head coaches? Chip Kelly, UCLA, 3-9. Any momentum at UCLA right now? You all got all excited about Chip Kelly, right?
Yep.
You excited about him anymore?
You got to give him some time there.
I agree.
A lot of recruiting to be done.
I agree.
A lot of money to be paid out.
I totally agree with that. Dan Mullen, Florida, 9-3.
It's a good first season for Dan Mullen.
Didn't beat anybody.
What do you mean you didn't beat anybody?
Didn't beat anybody.
He didn't beat LSU?
Yeah, pick six or late. Who's LSU?
Did he beat him or not?
A 9-3 LSU team?
The LSU team that was the darling of the College Football Playoff Committee for the entire season?
LSU's overrated.
They scored 72 points this past weekend.
In 11 overtime.
72 points.
My wife said, what's wrong with Zach this morning? Well, did the Devils lose last night?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the problem, Mayor. Tennessee. I think he needs to win before he gets on probation. But 5-7. You know what? Jimbo did a good job at A&M this year with a very, very difficult schedule, 8-4.
Would Greg Schiano have gone 5-7 at Tennessee?
Yeah.
6-6?
I don't know.
Could he have gotten a bowl eligible?
Maybe, I don't know. Hey, Joe Moorhead at Mississippi State, 8-4, not bad.
Wow, good job, Joe.
Chad Morris, you're in a bad mood this morning, I don't know why.
Wow.
Chad Morris, 2-10.
Oh, you really crushed it down there, Chad.
Man, what else?
Sweet job.
What a turd you are this
morning. Ooh, pig.
What are you upset about over
there? What do they do? What's the whole hand motions do? Woo, pig. I always combine it with the stupid A&M cheerleader stuff.
Woo, pig. Woo, pig. Yep. Suey, Razorback.
Woo, pig. Stupid.
Something wrong with you, man.
You got male cheerleaders out there.
Yeah, I know what it is. You're mad at me.
Yell leaders, right? Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
What am I mad at?
You're mad at me.
I'm mad at you.
Because I didn't jump on your blame the fans bandwagon.
I'm not on that bandwagon. I'm just providing counterpoints.
Bad mood, man.
Ooh, pig.
Look, I'm going to get you in a better mood the next segment.
Should have stayed at SMU.
I have one job.
One job.
I'm going to do it in the next segment.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to cheer you up.
It's impossible.
No, it'll happen.
This is my life now.
Quickly.
Yep.
Let me go over this.
That was all the coaches?
That was all the coaches, all new coaches.
Oh, okay.
Of the Power Fives.
You care to venture a guess as to what Mac Brown's going to do at North Carolina next year?
6-6.
Wow.
All right, quickly. These teams last year, or these teams this year, were preseason. Top 25. Florida State was 19th. They went 5-7.
Mm.
Virginia Tech was 17th. They're 5-6 so far.
Mm.
TCU was ranked 16th. They finished 6-6.
Mm.
Southern Cal was 15th. They finished 5-7.
Mm.
Stanford was 12th. 7-4.
What a disappointing team that was.
David Shaw, the shine's taking off at star a little bit. Good Michigan job. State was ranked 12th in the country coming in 7-5.
Wow, Joe Moorhead.
Auburn was ranked Michigan State, not Mississippi State.
That guy's a librarian coaching football.
Who?
Moorhead.
Dude, Michigan State is coached by Mark D'Antonio.
No, I was talking about Moorhead and Mississippi State.
Michigan State was ranked 12th. They finished 7-5.
I swear to everything in this world, I would come across that table and
smack this. He's in a bad mood, man. I'm in a great mood.
Goodness.
Auburn was ranked 10th in the country, 7-5. Miami was ranked 8th in the country this year in the preseason poll, 7-5. But the biggest disappointment of the year this year? Wisconsin was ranked 7th in the preseason poll, 7-5.
But it's all right.
7-5.
Wisconsin.
7-5.
Well, that happens when you got a left-handed quarterback that can't throw, literally cannot throw 10 yards down the field.
The problem is he's right-handed.
Wisconsin's quarterback?
Yeah.
But he throws left-handed.
In the games, he throws left-handed.
Got it.
I don't know why they decided to do that.
I see what you did there.
I don't understand what they're doing there. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to get Zach Orr. I promise you, you're going to be in a great mood after the next segment.
Whatever. It's all trivial.
No. No, you're going to be in an unbelievable mood at in the next segment. Oh. my friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. Yesterday during the show, I made the statement that I've never met anybody that ever has ever been to the Patterson Tax Service that then the next year, 10, 15, 20, 100 years later, whatever, then went to somebody else afterwards. And a texter corrected me. He goes, I did. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, I went to the Patterson Tax Service. And then I left there and went to my old tax service and says, you guys suck. Because.
Boo! Boo!
So he went to his other guy and said, man, you're fired. You're terrible. I'm in the Patterson Tax Service now. PATTAX.com. More tax code changes since any year since 1986. Thanks, let them take Trump. Care of you. PatTax.com.
Making this difficult, Trump.
859-8289. 859-8289. It is my personal Everest. But in the next segment, Zach Orr will be in a better mood because of what I'm going to bring to the table.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And if you're in a bad mood, if you're a Clemson fan, you stay tuned. I'm going to get you in a great mood right after this.
Hi friends, Mickey Pollard here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Does the law have you on the ropes? Then call the Dunaway Law Firm today. We handle car wrecks, workers' compensation cases, divorces, criminal defense, and just about every other legal case you can think of. They know the players, they know the ropes, and they know how to get the results their clients are entitled to. Don't go it alone. Call 224-1144. Call today for a free consultation. Don't wait. Call today to get what you deserve. 224-1144.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com. That's ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com.
It's auction time. Saturday, December 1st, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Greenwood Fairgrounds in Greenwood, South Carolina. Selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anybody can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates and bid live at the auction or online. That's Saturday, December 1st at 421 Highway 221 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Are you over 40? Need more stamina? Don't like what you see in the mirror? Optinos is your answer. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Optinus works on a genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinus has all natural ingredients that are proven safe for men and women of all ages. Get started today. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
I think this entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Welcome back, or whatever, I guess. No, but seriously, we need to talk a little bit about Nick Lavery. If you're having a bad day and you need someone who knows the law and is on your side, call Nick Lavery today. He's Clemson's local attorney. He'll help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. Nick is a former state prosecutor and a longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. He has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680.
I'm going to sue you for being in a bad mood. So I want to get you out of a bad mood. My wife is so concerned about you.
Your poor wife. Get her some massage or something today, whatever she needs. My goodness.
Yeah, we'll take care of her. You ready?
For what?
Snaphook, hang on, I'm coming to you. But you ready? To get in a better mood, buddy. Clemson in the current 2019 recruiting rankings, fourth in the country according to Rivals.com. And down to just a handful of guys. I think they now lead for Jerron Ealy out of Jackson, Mississippi, who was an Ole Miss commit. Won't sign until January or till February. But you know what? Baseball, you got to worry about that. But that's the number one running back prospect. I think they're in the top two for Clay Webb out of Oxford, Alabama, five-star center. I think they're in the top two for William Putnam, top 100 player, top 105 player, whatever, guard out of Tampa, Florida. I think they lead for Tyler Davis, four-star, top 150 player out of Apopka, Florida. I think they lead for Corvarius Crouch, five-star, one of the top 10 players in the country from up in Charlotte, North Carolina. So that this class will end in a top 10, maybe top five, probably top five for this one. However, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, if you're ready to get in a good mood, let me tell you a little bit about 2020 class at Clemson right now. You over there stepping on your bottom lip a little bit? Currently ranked sixth in the country with five commitments. Of those five commitments, three offensive linemen, a top 100 defensive tackle, and a top 250 linebacker at this point.
including the top 250 offensive linemen. Three four-stars and two three-stars at this point. Now, I think at this point in time, they lead for DJ Uiagalelei, Bellflower, California, number one player in the country, number one quarterback in the country, five-star Clemson to Oregon. Right now, appears that they're in great shape with him. Running back, still a lot to do in there. Number 50 player in the country, DeMarcus Bowman from Lakeland, Florida, has been here. Number 61 player in the country, Daniel Ngata has been here. This past weekend, number 184 in the country, Jaquarius Marks out of Atlanta, Georgia, has been here. They like Rajay Harris from over at Burns High School. So I think you're in pretty good shape at running back right now. Believe it or not, wide receiver is the one that's just not great so far. It's not great locally. It's not great in the state of Georgia over there. Florida's great, but I don't have a good feel for wide receivers right now as far as the high-ranking guys. Julian Fleming, a top 25 player from Pennsylvania, is one of those. They hadn't figured out the wide receiver board as of yet, too early. The two best tight ends in the country, Clemson, very high on the list. Eric Gilbert was here this past weekend, and that's Georgia and Alabama and Florida State and Florida and Clemson and all. Georgia would probably lead out of Marietta, Georgia, five-star. The number one, and he's an athlete, he's going to play tight end. The number one tight end in the country, kid named Darnell Washington from Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Likes Clemson right now. Oh, too early.
We're recruiting Las Vegas now?
Yeah, but it's too early. But they're in it with him. And then a kid named Lucas Unger from Morristown, New Jersey. Where's Morristown?
Morristown, 45 minutes from the house there.
Yeah, number seven tight end in the country. Top 250 player. Clemson's in there with that one, too.
Five-star?
Four-star.
I'm not interested.
Number 245. There's only 36 players. Now, as far as
offensive line. What school does he play at?
I don't know. Look him up. Lucas Unger. U-N-G-A-R.
I got it. I'm all over that.
L-U-K-A-S.
I don't want him.
As far as offensive line go, you won't get it five. You already got three. And John Williams from Canton, Georgia. And Parker, what?
He's a Del Barton kid. Barton.
You hate him. You hate everything. I'm going to get you a better mood, buddy. Walker Parks from Lexington. Highly rated. Number five guard in the country. Paul Tichio, just committed. Top 250 player. Four-star already committed to you. I think you're in pretty good shape with Kevin Pine out of Massachusetts. Number 21 player in the country. You're in decent shape with Andrew Gentry from Littleton, Colorado, number 33 in the country. I think you got some help with Jalen Rivers down at Orange Park, Florida, number 99 in the country, along with four other top 250 offensive linemen right now. So you're in great shape there. But, Zach, let me get you really excited, all right? Look at the defensive ends that have already been here already in the past calendar year for 2020. Seville Smalls, a five-star from Seattle, Washington, has been here. Miles Murphy, five-star from Marietta, Georgia, has been here three different times. This past weekend, and for the second time this year, Brian Burice, number four player in the country, five-star defensive end, has been here. Jordan Birch has already been here. I think Clemson leads for him out of Columbia, four-star. Could be playing some tight end, too. Just in top 100 players, right, at defensive end, Smalls, Murphy, Burice, Birch. They're in it with Darian Henry from Cincinnati. They're in it with Desmond Edmonds from Sanford, North Carolina. They're in it with Reggie Grimes was here 2 weeks ago from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Tyler Barron was here this past weekend, the number 88 player in the country. Mikael Sherman from Washington, D.C. Clemson's in it with him. This past weekend, they had B.J. Olarari from Marietta, Georgia. Those are all top 100 players. Zacavius Walker's been here before from Ellaville, Georgia. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 defensive ends ranked in the top 100 of the country overall have been here in the last year. At a defensive tackle, you already have DeMonte Capehart, top 100 player from Hartsville. You had, hopefully at some point in time, McKinley Jackson coming in, five-star from Mississippi. Trey Williams, a four-star from Washington, D.C., has been here. Timothy Smith has from Sebastian, Florida. You kind of in it with him a little bit. At linebacker, you want to get excited, Zach? You want to get in a better mood? Let me hit this up for you. Not only do you have Sergio Allen committed to you, four-star out of Georgia, number 163 overall. Justin Flo from Upland, California, lists Clemson right now. Long shot. I got that. Clemson, I think, lead for Antoine Sampaugh from Woodbridge, Virginia, number 10 player in the country, five-star. I think they lead for Kevin Swint out of Carrollton, Georgia, number 112 in the country, four-star. I think right now they lead at this past weekend for Khalil Mullins out of Milton, Massachusetts, number 82 player in the country, four-star. This past weekend they had an Ethan West, number 241 in the country, from Moseley, Virginia. Corey Smith from Heist. Where's Heisttown, New Jersey?
Hightstown, New Jersey? Yeah. I had no idea.
Or Hightown.
Hightown?
Yeah. The point, Phillip Webb's been here, another top 250 player. Linebackers everywhere. Zach, is that not a rough enough for you? I got some more. Number 73 player overall, cornerback Luke Hill, leaning to Clemson. You're in the top two or three with R.J. Mickens, number 130 overall, another four-star out of Texas. Dad, Ray Mickens, played in the NFL. Keyshawn Lawrence was here this past weekend. Tigers in great shape with him, number 72 player overall. You got the Roseman Sinclair kid from Charlotte, was here this past weekend, number 75 player overall. You've got a couple of safeties, a couple of top 250 safeties in Rashard Torrance and Darius Snow, kids from all over the country. You got just everywhere you look, Zach, including, I mean, let's just look at the top 10 players overall. Clemson's right there in the middle of it. Five stars everywhere, four stars everywhere, top 100 players everywhere. Of the top 100 players right now, let me quickly do this. One, two, three, four, five, six.
You don't get everybody, of course.
No.
Who among the elites there is more likely than not to possibly become a Tiger at some point in their career?
Hold on here.
Oh, you're counting. This is math, Mickey, folks. He needs complete
right
and
now,
utter
about
silence.
30 of the top 100 have Clemson in their top five.
Of those 30, who's a realistic shot?
I would say Uwangalele. I would say, I think they're in it with Kevin Pine from Massachusetts, offensive lineman. I'd say they're right in the middle of it with Miles Murphy, number 12 player in Marietta. Obviously in pretty good shape with Brian Burris out of Maryland, number four player in the country. Jordan Birch, I think they'll get him right now out of Columbia, number 67 player in the country. I think that they get Trey Williams right. He's not top 100. He's number 222. I think they get right now Antoine Sampaugh from number 10 player in the country. I think they get Khalil Mullen, the kid from Massachusetts, number 82 in the country.
This is all the 2022 class or 2019?
Yeah, 2020.
How big is that class going to be for Clemson to take?
Between 20 and 25. I think they get Luke Hill, number 73 player, corner from Washington, D.C. I think they get Keyshawn Lawrence out of Nashville. Too early on some of those guys, but I think they're going to get seven or eight top 100 players next year. 9, 10, I don't know. Maybe the greatest recruiting class in Clemson history. With all that said, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto, how's your mood?
It's significantly improved from where it was.
I did my job, man. I did my job.
To moderately annoyed to just annoyed now.
I did my job.
Snap Hook's on hold. I've been waiting patiently.
Snap Hook, you're a patient soul, man. I'm sorry I had to get Zach Orr out of a bad mood. How you doing?
I'll take one for the team on that, fellas.
Good.
Just smile a little bit, Zach.
Goodness gracious.
Was in the green side, the right green side bunker in two on number one at Katichi, Mickey, up and down for birdie.
Woo! Awesome, dude. You went for it, and you made birdie. Where was the pin, by the way?
Yep.
Where was the pin?
Back right.
Got up on a little shelf back there?
Yes.
Great bunker shot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was cold and kind of, there was a little bit of dew on the green, so I had a little stick a moment.
Yep. Good.
Ended up shooting 76. It was pretty respectful.
Great score, dude. Great score. Beautiful golf course, huh? That's your first time, right?
First time, yep.
Yeah. How about the clubhouse, man? How about the overlooking everything out there?
Oh, man. Beautiful views. I mean, you kind of got lost in looking at the views and stuff.
I told you.
Shotmakers golf course.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those, there's several holes out there. You got to work the ball left, got to work the ball right if you want to, you know, be aggressive or whatever. But, you know, not a very long golf course, but still a pretty good challenge.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, I appreciate the heads up on that one. I'll definitely be back. That's one of those, you know, like weekend golf trips with a bunch of buddies kind of thing.
I take Miss Snapbook down there. They've got those what do you call those things upstairs? The cottages upstairs. Get a little nice food, sounds nice good. Spa stuff. You like it? It's good stuff. Nice clubhouse, huh?
Sounds good. Oh yeah, great place, great track, no doubt.
I'm glad to tell you, good stuff.
From a Pittsburgh standpoint, you know, I don't really want to talk about anything that happened last weekend. I mean, it is what it is. I won't breathe life into any of the negativity that we had, you know, from certain select group of fans. But moving forward, looking ahead to Pittsburgh, are they a cut block team? Like, not near as bad as like a Georgia Tech, but are they their MO has been a little bit, you know, chippy, cut block at the line, correct?
I haven't seen them play a whole lot this year. I've not noticed that being the case in the past. They're more of a power run team. They've got two really good running backs. Now, they didn't run it this past weekend, but Olsen and Hall have combined for over 2,000 yards rushing between the two. And both are size backs. Both of them are 220-pound kind of power backs. So,
okay.
You know, but I hadn't noticed an offense. I know it's four. I think I'm right in saying this. It's four senior starters on the offensive line. So it's an experienced group. But I don't know if it's I hadn't watched them enough to know, you know, style of blocking or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that should be a pretty good matchup then. You know, four seniors on the O line versus, you know, our D line. That'll be a fun matchup to watch there. I think if they try to, you know, run the ball on us, it'd be a long night for them. So we're going to head up to Charlotte, check that game out. It's supposed to be, you know, kind of cold and kind of rainy. So
it won't be cold.
Everybody's going.
It won't be cold.
No?
It's between 57 and 60 degrees the entire day. The lows look like 57. Maybe some showers, but it won't be cold up there, I don't think.
Okay. All right. I mistook the weather report then.
But the other side of it is wait till about Thursday. Too early to tell. A lot can happen between now and Thursday.
Right. I mean, I don't trust John Gesserich anyway. So, I mean, it's one of those I go by the Weather Channel app. But, yeah, man, maybe if you guys could break down, you know, a little bit of their passing game or something. I guess I'm like you. I don't know that much about them. Just kind of curious what we're seeing. I don't want to take it lightly, even though they got, like, creamed by Miami this weekend. But kind of maybe get a breakdown of Pittsburgh, and I'll take it off there. Appreciate it, Bills.
Sounds great, bud. Take care of yourself. That is a snap hook. There, I don't know why their leading receiver is a guy, and I had to make sure I'm right by saying it. Every time I look at it, I just want to make sure I'm right by saying it. Their leading receiver is a kid named Maurice French. Zach, you know how you spell his last name? Have you seen this yet? F-F-R-E-N-C-H.
It's not just French?
No.
French? How do you spell it?
I don't know.
French. The surname found in Ireland.
French.
The name originated in France, was brought to the Normans. I'm out here doing some research.
Do you think when they thought it was like, touchdown, Maurice! French.
I don't think they probably do that. But maybe.
I should do Clemson soccer. I ran the scoreboard for Clemson soccer for years. Was a student assistant SID there.
Wow, good job.
And come on, man, please.
What did you do? Tell me about your soccer career.
Well, no, there was a announcer that we had over there, the PA guy.
Yep.
And a guy named Steve Wolf, and he'd be like, he wanted to make Steve Wolf's last name two syllables so bad. Because he'd say, go by Steve Wolf. Whatever. And I was like, come on, man, guy's going crazy with this. But we did have a player back then that the guy loved saying. Because the guy's name was Edo Boonstoppel.
Ooh, wow. That's a good name.
So you go, Edo Boonstoppel. He loved doing that. I can see him doing French. their wide receiver core. French has the most touchdowns with the 6 touchdowns on the season. Rafael Aguero Lopez has 4 touchdowns on the season. He has the most catches at 34 on the year. French has 30 on the year. Their leading yards guy is Tysier Mack at 21 catches for 489 yards. That's 23 yards a catch. They're not a great throwing team by any stretch. Kenny Pickett on the season has thrown for 1,800 yards, 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and is 165 or 265 on the season. They are not a great passing team by any stretch. They're a run-first football team. They've thrown it 271 times. They've run it 481 times on the season. So it's about 2-1 run. They want to run the football Saturday. We'll see if they can do that against Clemson. We'll take a break, come back. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins and his amazing team take care of you at Prime Lending SC.com. If you are looking to refinance your home, if you're looking at buying a home for the first time, if you're looking at remodeling your home, they want to talk to you. They want to start a conversation with you. It's Prime Lending F. Prime Lending SC.com. Mark is, he's got a team assembled, and these fantastically talented people just want to sit down with you, look at your situation, and see if they can help you. Get in touch with them. No matter where you hear my voice right now, there's a Prime Lending office near you. Check them out first online. Start the conversation at Prime Lending F or SC, PrimeLendingSC.com. Short break, more after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Join Mickey, Brad, Ben, Kwok, and Kelly live on location November 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at United Rentals Greenville. There will be something for everyone. Check out ready-to-work equipment during their biggest sale of the year. Hang out with the WCCP crew and enter to win prizes. Don't miss it. The Big Blue Equipment Sale, November 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the Mickey Plyler Show, the Press Box, and Out of Bounds live on location, 117 Woodruff Industrial Lane in Greenville.
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry, Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or a birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Have you heard? It's the Honda Certified Dream Deal sales event at Henrick Honda Easley. Yes, that means 1.99% APR financing with approved credit on select Honda Certified pre-owned vehicles. Why Honda Certified from Henrick Honda Easley? That's simple. It's the Honda True 182-point vehicle inspection. Every certified Honda comes with a Honda-backed limited warranty up to 100,000 miles, roadside assistance, and so much more. Visit ilovehenrickhondaeasley.com for all the details.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you.
Hey, if that's what it takes for you, I'm all in. Whatever it takes. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. My wife, as she just told you earlier, Zach, is into her third trimester today. And old Drake's moved around that sciatic a little bit, and so she's having a little discomfort. And so what we do, we did the vibrating engineer sleep bed last night. We did the, we moved her, the feet up above her. A little bit did like the zero gravity look for last night. The little heating pad back there for last night for a little bit too.
No, they're too good for Mayor.
So I can't thank the folks at Engineer Sleep enough for this. I told you, we've got multiple friends that have bought Engineer Sleep here in the past. I know five or six, seven different people in the past 2 weeks just got Engineer Sleep beds.
Hey, you know everybody.
Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. These are awesome folks. Go by and see them. Test it all out over in Greenville. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Tony Morrell joins us 8:05 this morning. We'll talk review Clemson and South Carolina. We'll preview South Carolina Akron coming up. Talk some recruiting with him right around the corner. Let's get to Dave in Simpsonville, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for getting me in. And you know what? The Bing Crosby song is awesome. Thanks for bringing that out. You know, big shout-out right now to Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain. Mickey, I know he's listening, sitting at his breakfast table, scrolling up Facebook and listening to you guys chirp all day. It is great. He's eating his Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but we want him to call in. We love listening to him and Brad and Quark on the fifth quarter. Eric, save some Cinnamon Toast Crunch for later, buddy.
Hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this about Eric McClain. Does he have his alligator shoes on?
I think he does. And that matching alligator belt. The guy is spelt.
Oh,
and that's S-V-E-L-T.
Yes.
Belt.
Yes.
That S is pronounced, not like in the other kid's name where the S is silent.
Right.
Hey, Mickey, I know we've got, you know, a semi-important game in Atlanta and a semi-important game in Charlotte this weekend. But I want to talk about the important games to the NCAA football landscape, and that's the one in Columbia versus Akron. That's the one in NC State versus East Carolina, and that's the one in Virginia Tech versus Marshall. You know, you've got really dangerous games for these three programs. Virginia Tech, you are on the verge of not making a bowl if Marshall comes in your house and Old Dominion's you. That's right. We turned Old Dominion into a verb, and that's how it works its way down, guys. Do not let that happen to you. Thunder and herd all the way. East Carolina loves playing the North Carolina schools. North Carolina schools do not like them. That's why they're not in the ACC. War Pirates. Akron, Zips. All I've got to say is Kelly Bryant beat them. Carolina, you got a lot to come up to. War Zips, War Terry Bowden, # Fruity Pebbles. Guys, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Dave, print sitter. War Zips, he said. What's a zip? You know? Tell you what, I saw a zip against South Carolina Saturday night. I saw Trevor Lawrence zip that touchdown pass to T. Higgins.
Is that what you saw?
Yeah, you could hang a rope on that one. You could hang clothes on that one. On that
the old laundry on that one, huh?
Goodness gracious.
You got a laundry line in the back of the house there?
No, we did as a kid.
You don't have one now?
No. And that was my field goal. I would have to kick it over that for field goals when I was a kid.
Put a couple wide right there, huh?
No, I always made them. You ever take your heel, like you dig it down in the ground, and you put the football down in there and you kick it out of the way?
I too was a kid at one point in time.
Okay. Yeah. I also had a little, I had a couple of tees too though.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a couple of kicking tees.
You were rich kids growing up.
You know what it was? Okay. Straight on kicker.
Oh, you are toes.
Yeah, total toe. I toe it.
Mm.
And pretty accurate on the short kicks and long stuff, not so much.
So you got them stubby little toes now.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Laces out, my man.
654-ROAR, 654-7627. Is that, you like this ACC Big Ten Challenge stuff?
Do basketball? I like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun when you win it. Like last year you beat Ohio State. It was fun.
Yeah, but all you care about is just the Clemson game, though. You don't care about the rest of the ACC Big Ten
Challenge? No, I don't care.
I think what we need to do...
Do you care?
No, no. I think what we need to do is have an ACC-SEC football challenge, an SEC-Big Ten football challenge, an ACC-Pac-12, I mean a Big 12 football challenge every year, and you just go in, whatever the preseason polls would say, you can figure this thing out. You just mark it off, all right? So this year... you know, the East will be at home, the Atlantic will be at, will be on the road, and then the West or the Coastal will be at home, whatever. And so you just know, do it by divisions, do it that way. And so Clemson would play Georgia, and NC State would play South Carolina, on down the line, right? And then you play, you know, like I said, this year your Coastal's at home, next year you're, and you just go back and forth. So just open up that way. You like it?
Oh, that'd be great. Can't get enough of it.
So, you know, the ACC Big Ten football challenge, Clemson, Ohio State this year be in Columbus, and Florida State and Michigan will be down in Tallahassee, and then you reverse it.
If you think I'm going all the way up to the horseshoe to watch some stinking football game, you'd be right. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. It'd be awesome.
But I wouldn't want to go to Northwestern.
I've been to the horseshoe a couple times, never for a game, though.
Or Illinois.
Or Indiana. Supposedly, Northwestern's campus is beautiful. Supposedly.
The football facility they have is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you get a little Hunter Johnson versus Trevor Lawrence. I hope Hunter Johnson.
Means nothing to me.
Hope Hunter Johnson finishes second in Heisman every year. Love that kid.
Dead to me.
Come on,
means
man.
Nothing to me.
Okay, you need to be in a good mood. DJ Ungalala, you're in a better mood now?
You have butchered his name every time you tried to say it. And he's a kid that has not committed. He won't be here if he ever comes until 2020.
Right.
So I'm not too worried about DJ down the line.
Who?
We're focused on Trevor Lawrence.
I am too, sure.
You're trying to get out ahead of it here?
No, I'm just trying to get the next one, yeah.
So if he comes, I told you way back when. When he was a seventh grader, I found him.
Yes, I did. No, I didn't. What'd you make of the, we got 1 minute here in this segment. What'd you make of the Braves spending some money yesterday?
They brought back Brian McCann yesterday, right?
Yep.
Donaldson was the other.
Josh Donaldson, $23 million contract.
That's a big contract for Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Brian McCann, a guy that's probably past his prime in terms of catching abilities and hitting abilities. The shift is all but taken away his ability to be an effective hitter most of the time.
Yeah.
It's an interesting move from the Braves.
You know, Donaldson only played in 52 games last year. You know why?
What is that?
Calf injury. Something him and I have nothing in common about.
No, sir. Those puppies, those pythons you got downstairs, they ain't getting hurt anytime soon.
Wouldn't happen. Mm. Wouldn't happen at all. I can just tell you that right off the bat.
Just tell you that right there, huh?
Several things to get to in the next segment.
Can you start with our friends at Robinhood?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you about that. And then Tony Morrell's coming up. You need to know about Robinhood? Robinhood really is an amazing new app. It is cutting edge technology-wise. And it really is cool how they do things. At Robinhood, this app allows you to buy stocks. It allows you to sell stocks, EFTs and options, and all of it commission-free. They strive to make all these financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for the stock market newcomers to invest for the first time and gain some confidence. I was told as a young kid, the only way to know how to do something is to do it. And so you learn by doing. And this is simple. It's a clear design. It's an innovative design. It's easy to digest the way you set up your charts and the way you can follow all of your market data. You can make a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. The Robinhood format lets you view your stock collections. And it lets you learn by doing. It's a really, really nice deal. I want you to go to Robinhood.com. As a matter of fact, right now, for listeners of our show, they're giving away free stock for stuff like Apple, Ford, Sprint to help you build that portfolio, go to mickey.robinhood.com. That's mickey.robinhood.com. Go ahead and get started with all of that today. When we come back, we'll have Tony Morrell going to review again Clemson and South Carolina, preview Akron and South Carolina, talk a little recruiting with him, and then we'll take your phone calls, your texts, your tweets in the final two segments of the hour. Tomorrow's show, might try to get a Pittsburgh guy on. I'm not going to do an Akron guy. Might try to do a Pittsburgh guy on tomorrow's show, and then a big day Thursday with Paul Strelo, and we'll be on location as well. Hour three after this.
Home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed.